it really over? I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden telling 60 Minutes Sunday that he believes the COVID-19 pandemic is over. He did acknowledge the U.S. continues to have a problem with the virus. The president's remarks come as the midterm elections are less than 2 months away. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in London to attend Queen Elizabeth II's funeral Monday at Westminster Abbey. The day before, they visited the Queen's coffin in Westminster Hall. After signing the official condolence book for mourners, the president praised Queen Elizabeth's focus on service.
I think what she gave is a sense of, maybe above all, the notion of service. We all owe something. There's something within our capacity to do that can make things, not just the world better, but your neighborhood better, your household better, your workplace better.
Hurricane Fiona is pummeling the island of Puerto Rico. Fox's Chris DeMeo has more.
The violent gusts and torrential downpours also knocking out power across the entire island on Sunday. The company in charge of running the island's power grid says it could take days to fully restore electricity. President Biden on Sunday approved an emergency declaration for Puerto Rico, freeing up FEMA funds to cover disaster relief efforts. Forecasters predict the storm could evolve into a Category 3 hurricane or worse.
No deaths have been reported. Hurricane Fiona wreaking havoc on the Dominican Republic. With the influx of migrants at the southern border, Arizona Attorney General Republican Mark Brnovich tells Fox how he would deal with the border crisis if he were the U.S. Attorney General.
I would do what previous presidents have done, Operation Streamline, Operation Chokehold, where you aggressively pursue and prosecute people that have entered the country illegally in order to deter them from coming in.
Vice President Kamala Harris said the southern border is secure. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
As Eagle Pass, Texas, continues to be the epicenter of the border crisis, a fentanyl smuggling bust is made in Tucson, Arizona. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
5 brown bags of fentanyl, 5 pounds, were strapped to the body of a 15-year-old boy, a U.S. citizen, who was on a shuttle bus going through a Border Patrol checkpoint and got caught. More than 20,000 fentanyl pills in those brown bags. And another fentanyl bust in Arizona at the Nogales port of entry, where CBP agents seized 6,000 of those colored rainbow fentanyl pills and another 20,000 traditional blue fentanyl pills, as well as 71 pounds of meth, all hidden in a smuggler's gas tank as he was trying to get into the U.S. Again, the Nogales, Arizona port of entry. An even bigger bust made by CBP agents. 276,000 fentanyl pills found in the spare tire of a smuggler's vehicle.
A Vatican envoy under attack in Ukraine. Fox's Samantha Liebman has more.
The incident took place near the city of Zaporizhia on Saturday. Vatican Almoner Cardinal Konrad Radziuski and his entourage took cover as they distributed humanitarian supplies. The Polish-born cardinal told the Vatican News Service, quote, "For the first time in my life, I didn't know where to run. No one was hurt." Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine overnight. Officials say 4 medics were killed trying to evacuate a hospital in the Kharkiv region, another 7 people injured in 2 other cities.
A veteran who was killed in Pearl Harbor will officially be laid to rest.
Roman W. Sidlowski, a sailor from Massachusetts, was killed during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in December 1941. His remains, which couldn't be identified, were buried with hundreds of others like him at a military cemetery in Hawaii. But with the help of advanced DNA testing, his remains were finally identified, and the electrician's mate, third class, will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery Monday.
That's Fox's Shane Astolin. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.